This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got Leanne in the studio yet? I think she's coming up. Oh, and I am just chomping at the bit here to hear Leanne's view as a woman on the bizarre spectacle in Austin, but especially in D.C. and Germany, of women screaming Allah Akbar and wanting to convert to Islam, and people coming out like Madeleine Albright, who I guess converted to Nazism, her dad did, to help round up fellow Jews. It's always the same, and now she wants to convert to Islam. It really is comical how disconnected they are. They still believe, because they're in these little globalist hives in L.A. and New York, that they're taking over the world, that they've brainwashed everyone, because they look at the broken-backed, servile, brainwashed zombies that attend their colleges that are putting out worthless degrees. I mean, I don't think they realize, undoubtedly, the worm has turned. A major tipping point is here.
Well, Alex, and just to go back real quick to the Budweiser ad you were talking about, I'm expecting to see a lot of that propaganda during the Super Bowl, especially considering Lady Gaga will be doing the halftime show, who, let's recall, put on a Nazi SS uniform and campaigned for Hillary Clinton. She'll be hosting the Super Bowl halftime show, and of course we'll see more ads. But, you know, Alex, I'm from St. Louis. I can tell you, just from some of the experiences I had with some of the Bushes, some of the lineage of the original Adolphus Bush, they were patriots, Alex. Most likely Trump voters. I'm talking about country people shooting guns, going hunting, you know, cigars, like true American patriots. And look, they've had their history. They've got controversy in their history.
Sure, let's not be mean to the family. A foreign globalist EU group has bought Anheuser-Busch and is using it to run their name down.
And I think,
let's just face it, I don't like the beer.
And that's perfectly fine. And I think a lot of that has to do with some of the controversy in the past. And I think they were sick of dealing with the liberal establishment. If you go back, Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch used to actually run some of the most patriotic ads. And after 9/11, they had this one ad campaign. It was called Real American Heroes. After 9/11, they changed that and they made a statement saying, "Our Real American Heroes was a joke. We no longer want to have this ad campaign because the real American heroes were the firefighters, the policemen, and the military people in America." So they changed their whole ad campaign. But that's a whole side issue. We'll be looking for that propaganda during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Alex, I'm sure Budweiser, back in the day, beer's gotten better. And you know, back when I was, 16 drinking a beer, Budweiser tasted pretty good. What do we have? Tecate and maybe, Dos Equis, which compared to Budweiser, I think is a better beer. There's some great American beers. The point is, Budweiser's not an American beer anymore. It's just like everything else has been hijacked. And notice, as it became not an American beer, I mean, it's just undrinkable in my view.
Well, Alex, you mentioned the UN earlier, and I wanted to bring this up. This is something that I've been following for a while, but I've never noticed this before. Petitions.whitehouse.gov. This is where you can go to find the petitions that go to the White House. This is the official government site. Now, like I said, I've been following this for years. I've been signing these petitions for years. Normally, they get some traction, but a lot of them don't meet their goals. This is one that was up January 24th. Defund the United Nations, get the U.S. out of the U.N., support H.R. 193. And you go through the text in all of this, Alex, it talks about UN Agenda 21, it talks about UNESCO, it talks about the UN expenses that the U.S. has to endure. And magically, this is the first time I've ever seen this, and I know it's fake news, has one signature, Alex. White House petitions are saying that this only has one signature. I know that's a lie, because it had one signature, and I've signed it since. This has more than one signature. So I'm curious. Now that Trump is in the White House, now that we have a White House administration that will actually listen to the people.
Trump has such a big job having to dig out all the computerized sleeper cells and sabotage and minions and operatives. We're a country in civil war with globalist, operatives in everything that have to be dug out and dealt with. We're all in a modern thriller science fiction movie with a weird progressivist cult that wants to destroy the country, whose maxim is F you white males, even though they're white males.
I think we need to flood petitions.whitehouse.gov and get our message to the president. They cannot stymie these numbers anymore. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely. We've got to ferret out what company's being used, who's over all this. Believe me, Trump is ferreting it all out. We've got operatives inside.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions.
Here we are, February 1st, 2017, already well into this new year. President Trump's been in for, 11, 12 days? And we've got a new Supreme Court nominee who they've confirmed unanimously 10 years ago. And who looks like he'll be able to be seated just victory after victory, who is as conservative and strict constructionist, pro-gun, pro-sovereignty as Antonin Scalia. So very, very exciting. A protege, a friend of Scalia. Pull up photos of the two hunting together. This is a big victory. This is a big, big deal. Also, we have a Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii coming out, joining Trump, and pointing out that she went to Syria, met with Assad, saw what ISIS and al-Qaeda are doing, and that Obama is very evil, and Hillary are, for helping try to overthrow that regime. So more and more you see people doing the right thing and standing up for what's right. This is a big, big, big deal. And Dr. Jerome Corsi got from Israeli sources, I began to report that it was Israel that was going to nominate. No, Israel talking to other countries has supported, but it was brought to them. I've now got the full communication. He's not talked to them on the phone. This came from high-level Israeli intelligence right up at the top of the government, that, wow, this is going to be announced soon. But we brought it to you so quickly. Of course, he was so excited that we didn't get to the rest of the story that Israel's happy to support it, but it was not actually progenerated by Israel. But Rob Dew's getting those clips together to put that out as well. Why not give him a peace prize? If they gave Obama one for starting all these wars and being at war every day, calling for peace with Russia, calling for peace through strength, calling for wiping out ISIS and al-Qaeda that's been used as a globalist Islamist invasion force, Merkel opening up Germany. I mean, all this madness. Leanne, I've asked the guys to put this together. I know they've been busy. I don't know if they've ever given it to us in the file. But I've got women saying Allah Akbar here in the U.S., in Germany, putting hijabs on, the signs saying put hijabs on, the people leading the march in D.C. for Soros being Islamicist with connections to Hamas that say women's rights is Sharia law. This is so upside down bizarro when he's barring people from Somalia and Sudan where they sell women on slave blocks in the town square. Mm-hmm. ISIS sells women into sex slavery as young as five. But that's okay because it's religious and the left loves Islam. I don't understand why the left is in such a love fest with it. And is it surreal for you as a woman to hear America's bad to women and the West is bad to women mm-hmm. and then to see all this?
Right. Well, I know Owen Schroyer was actually out at a rally the other day and a woman was actually, or actually that might have been Joe Biggs, but she was actually explaining to him Sharia law is in line with the Constitution. So now that's the new fake news, the alternative facts, that Sharia law is just as good as the Constitution.
Oh, they were telling me all this. I have all this on tape. I'm going to put a compilation together. Yeah. I mean, I know I shot hours of live footage out there, but I've got it all on tape. You go out there, they'll tell you. So I really want our reporters to go out and talk to these people mm-hmm. and document that, yes, we're an Islamic movement, we want to take over, and we're in command.
And we want everyone to believe that Sharia law is compliant with the Constitution. And that's why we should be able to practice it here. And, you know, forget about the female genital mutilation. The one of the founders there of leading the Women's March, she was all for the female genital mutilation. Actually, a woman who had survived that and is speaking out against it, Laura Sarsour, she actually said, you know, I wish I could just take her entire vagina away. She's, you know, bad for women. Like, these are the people that the left is propping up as their leaders for their movement.
It's like Uma Abedin. Right. I mean, her mother wrote the book, literally, the paper law on how the right of women is to have their genitals cut off. Mm-hmm. See, it's a good thing. Stockholm Syndrome. This is crazy land. Mm-hmm. And now, we first reported from our NYPD sources and had other guests on that had similar sources, like Doug Hagman, from the Northeast Intelligence Network, that indeed Wiener was being investigated and the child porn had been found on his phone. That is now in the news yesterday and today. And they're saying, well, it's just, you know, underage girls and him sending stuff to them. Is that really that bad? Mm. Look, of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. They don't want to prosecute him because it opens up a whole labyrinth of what's going on in D.C.
Well, obviously,
and New York. And right here where I'm sitting, Los Angeles.
Well, obviously, the Clintons didn't think it was that bad. Pedo Island there with Epstein, you know, so it's just underage girls, you know. And that's the thing is, where is the outrage? Where are all these women protesting when you see ISIS taking the Yazidi girls, 5,000 plus women abducted, turned into sex slaves, tortured, mutilated, had all their female rights?
One six-year-old girl in Syria was, quote, raped to death by over 100 men.
Right. Where's the outrage there? And the outrage knowing that it was President Obama and his administration that was in charge of all this, calling them the JV team. No outrage there for these women that are suffering under this brutal regime.
Well, I mean, look, they want to abuse women. They are the party of death and destruction along with the Republican leadership. And so they always claim they're resisting what they're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many Homeland Security deputy heads end up getting caught being pedophiles by people that are good inside Homeland Security. We're dealing with a satanic network of pedophiles. And again, we put the article on screen. Just type in Anthony Weiner being investigated for child pornography. They're looking at indictments right now. Mm-hmm. That's all over the New York newspapers. And they're saying, let's be easy on him. Kind of like Salon has articles promoting pedophilia. So this mm-hmm. is the new civil right. And again, just like they want to teach your five-year-old how to be a tranny, they're going to next want to teach your five-year-old, hey, your five-year-old's allowed to go on a date, you know, with somebody like Anthony Weiner. They're allowed to love. That's what NAMBLA says. They want to have kids as young as three out of your backyard. if they see the van and they say, we have candy, we have puppies, I'm serious, mm-hmm. that your child has a right to go because of love, little hearts.
Right.
That's why they dress up in teddy bear outfits when they rape the kids. They just busted a big ring of these people in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is one of the worst states, folks. Just hardcore pedophilia going on there. I know folks that have lived in Pennsylvania that personally said they knew the DuPonts well. Satanism, pedophilia, mm-hmm. it's just rampant, ladies and gentlemen. Leanne?
Yeah, and to think that they're actually trying to label pedophilia as a different type of sexual orientation, that it's totally normal. We're so accepting, we're so loving of all these different gender orientations and, you know, whatever anyone's into.
They're just
live
scrambling
and let live.
At all.
Pedophilia is next in line for acceptance. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Owen's got a story here where this...
This just broke today, and I just got the story. I haven't really been able to look into it too much, but the headline from KTLA, 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued during statewide human trafficking operation.
So this is in California.
So this is actually out there in L.A. where you're at, Alex.
Think about it. They had the 1,000-plus people that were on the list... pedophiles actually on the list there who were fostering children.
Mm-hmm.
1,000-plus
yeah,
names.
You've covered that.
And let's be clear. There is a cult. And it's battled. Good guys and bad guys in government. Government's not the enemy. It's unconstitutional. Government's the enemy. There are literal pedophile rings. They just busted one in Pennsylvania. Just type in the Shining image of man in teddy bear outfit. And it's non-pornographic, but it shows where she's seeing the ghost. You know, having a psychic event of what happened that was evil in the hotel, and it was rich men abusing children. And that's what the whole Shining's about. That's what Stanley Kubrick was telling the public is the elite into pedophilia. It's wrong. It's evil. It's bad. And I was even told by folks in the family that he was aware of this and trying to expose it. And again, they dress up in these teddy bear outfits when they rape the kids. And again, just absolutely giant rings of these people at Penn State. You name it, and there's a civil war right now in the government trying to roll up these pedophile rings. And I want to explain. It's psychic vampirism. Mm. Whether you believe in the spiritual realm or other dimensions, they've been proven to be accurate by mathematicians now and high-power radio telescopes and spectrometers and other devices. And that's why they're like, we found other dimensions. There's something behind it. There's something projecting this. There's other things coming in and out. They're now picking it up, okay? But there's bad stuff in the universe that wants to take the energy of a child, a seedling, mm-hmm. that's supposed to learn and grow and have free will and all these experiences in the universe and traumatize them.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads through pedophilia right through torturing and the murder of children. That's why all major psychopaths that actually get caught say, I was doing it because the devil told me, demons told me, I was doing it for them. And then, well, that's just the psychology of these people. No, it's every culture has these people, and they don't live forever, but they are basically cultural and psychic vampires. So when you go look at a leftist event, and they look like they've had half their blood sucked, and they look like they're dying, it's because even if they're not out raping kids, they're under a spirit of the vampire.
Right.
And so everything in them is sucked and empty and horrible and cold and depressed. And their god is the state, the king vampire, Count Dracula, the dragon, as the Bible calls it. It's all allegories of this. And they're begging him for power. And he says, hurt them. Take over. Right. The children are yours. Dominate them. And I will fulfill you. So this is satanic. Now, that's the big secret. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. The spiritual warfare, whatever this dark energy that's kind of controlling this planet, it feeds off of fear. It feeds off of torture. So whenever
and who
you
has
see
the greatest
these,
fear? Children,
right.
Terrified, begging in a subterranean pit, raped and tortured for months.
Mm-hmm. So when you see, like, the drug cartels chopping off people's limbs and heads and torture, the dark energy, that's what it feeds off of. That's what it needs to continue controlling this planet. Which is why, you know, you're always talking about how important it is for us to tap into our humanity, to trust our gut instincts, to be able to feel that and trust our emotions. But we don't even know, you know, how to trust ourselves anymore because our human instincts have been exploited. And presently we're seeing that rolling out with this election cycle, how everything is ramped up to 11. Everything that Donald Trump does, it's just devastating. It's went straight to Hitler level, you know, so everyone is just all.
Oh, he fired the AG on Monday night. CNN had the headline, The Monday Night Massacre, Unprecedented
right.
Evil. It's just the most horrible thing ever. We're going to go to break, and I want to get Owen's take on that as well as Leanne's when we come back. Then we've got some other stories we're going to be hitting on that Leanne and Owen have. And then I'm going to air Oprah Winfrey, the truth about Oprah Winfrey, special report. You know, it's powerful. She supports the global depopulation program on a planetary scale. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Spread that link. You're trying to censor it. And this is an InfoWar, a war on for our minds.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
I used to think
most important thing to understand about the nationwide roundup of pedophiles from Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California, to the impending indictment of Anthony Weiner for child pornography? This is all part of the Trump effect as the directives going out. It doesn't matter how big they are or what it does to the government or how damaging it is in the news media. The gloves are off with pedophiles and the pedophile network in this country. And this is all part of President Trump and the new era that's dawning as we take on these truly satanic forces that represent the Democratic Party and some of their infiltrators inside of the Republican Party. Worldwide, we're dealing with very, very sick, evil people. And that's why the globalists are allied with radical Islam. And I broke that down in an earlier report. And at that point, we'll cut that piece, just for everybody watching. We'll put that on the front of that whole gestalt we just laid out with Leanne and Owen, moving forward through all the things that are currently happening. The journey is the destination for these people. They love ISIS raping and murdering children. Radical Islam is a pedophilia-based system. Go read the Quran. Go look at it all. I mean, this is hardcore, folks. This is a battle against good and evil. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo.
Well, Alex, I just want to make this clear again. I believe that Linda Sarsour is a Hamas agent, okay? And I think there's enough ties via the FBI linking CARE to Hamas and Sarsour being from Palestine to make a fair assumption there. And this is what I experienced when I was out talking to some of the Muslim people.
You have suspicions you think she should be further investigated.
I think that there needs to be an investigation into Linda Sarsour, and I think that there's enough ties that we can see there right now. Even the FBI admits that there needs to be more of an investigation here. So that's something I would like to see. And then maybe people will start looking at her as someone to idolize when they find out she might be working with Hamas. But that's an investigation that I guess we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Well, we know leftist women are actually getting off on this. Leanne, what is it like for you to see topless women running around supporting Islam when they would have their breasts cut off for doing that in an Islamic country?
Well, that's when you know that we have reached peak madness, because they are defending this religion that said we're going to be taking over the world, and they it's like, how do they stand next to each other when on the one end you have these women saying we need to cover ourselves entirely in order to be respectful, and then you have these other topless women saying, yay, we're so freedom and loving and we love Islam. I mean, it's peak.
And they don't want
madness.
Women objectified, but every feminist rally I go to, it's like screaming cuss words and talking about their body parts, and
they have Miley Cyrus,
like some right winger that can't handle it.
Yeah, and they use people like Miley Cyrus, Madonna, Lady Gaga, who, I mean, in their videos are dancing around half naked.
Gyrating.
Okay, whatever, like, whatever, that's fine. I'm not going to complain about it. Just don't sit here and say, oh, objectification of woman, as you're up there literally grabbing
when
they see a man who's
open,
wearing the pants with his good-looking wife or girlfriend who's dressed like a classic woman in a beautiful dress, and they're like, look at you, you're controlled. No, you want to control her. You want to pimp her. I've told the story many times of Shane Steiner's wife. We're at a bowling/pool hall with our kids, a nice family place, and we have these weird little short lesbians. Nothing against them. They like women. The point is, you know, I'm a libertarian, but the point is they come over, literally one with a cigarette pack in their white James Dean shirt, trying to muscle into us to try to hit on his wife. I mean, she started laughing at them. But they're so delusional, they think they're men, Leanne.
No, I've experienced that myself, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, describe it. Describe what it's like when a woman does what they claim men do, objectify. Hey, toots, want to go for a ride, baby, in my Cadillac? I mean, it's literal. They try to act like guys. It's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, either way.
Ducks, ass, haircuts, everything.
Yeah, either way, it's just a little bit like, okay, you know, back off, whatever. It's a weird energy to have that, but I wanted to talk about this one story. You're about to talk about Oprah. Well, here we also have Whoopi Goldberg, right? She's on the She's on The View, which I just hate.
She
that
was supposed
show
to move
so
to Canada
much.
Too.
She was supposed to be gone. We are talking about how they're saying Sharia law is, you know, compliant with the Constitution, just total madness, Wally World. Well, she was arguing on Tuesday's broadcast of The View about whether Donald Trump's values differ from those of the Taliban. So she's basically saying that Donald Trump is just as bad as the Taliban, and she actually had a little bit of pushback, on it. And he's saying, yeah, don't you think it's a little different chopping off people's heads She's like, nah, if he says, you're fired, that's just as bad as the Taliban chopping off people's heads.
Let's talk about the Constitution.
I didn't know you said that. Oh, yeah. Stay there. I want to get your comment on that when we come back. Owen Schroeder, Leanne McAdoo in the great Austin studios that you, the listeners, built. We'll be back. And I'm in L.A. doing the Joe Rogan Experience coming up in a couple hours.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to air this Oprah Winfrey piece, The Truth About Oprah Winfrey, here in a moment. And then we're going to continue with Roger Stone hosting the fourth hour. I'll probably host a little bit with him as well. But here it is, Oprah to join 60 Minutes this fall. Well, I think it's important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, exactly what Oprah Winfrey has been up to and what she stands for. She is a slick devil. Madeleine Albright, people like that or not. Yeah, Madeleine Albright, was it good 500,000 Iraqi children died for this? Oh, yes, it was very good. She is there pushing, bigger than here in the U.S., she's huge worldwide, pushing Africans to believe they should be poor, shouldn't have anything. She's got this weird fake New Age Christian religion to get them under her control. She's involved with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And people need to understand that they are preying on Africa. For me, the litmus test is if you're supporting basically forcing people through economic control to have abortions, then you are beyond a Nazi. And Oprah Winfrey is up to her eyeballs in the most secret Bill and Melinda Gates level meetings. I mean, she's at meetings where there's five people, okay? I mean, she's in the upper round table, okay? And she's a bad person. So people need to know. That's what makes me so mad when I see brainwashed black people, you know, under the control of the globalists, having no idea. I'm literally trying to save them. And not out of some white savior cosmology. If they're under this, I'm going to be under it too. And I, at a metaphysical, gut, spiritual level, care about them. But I'm also doing it out of selfishness, just as an intellectual. If you think they can get those people and that you're safe, you're crazy. That's one of the globalists' biggest mistakes, is they think because they're powerful that they're insulated from what they're doing. Nobody's insulated. This all comes back on you. Call it reap what you sow, karma, whatever. It's instant in my life. Now, before I go any further, The Making of a President 2016, now exclusively available, signed at InfoWarsStore.com, comes with a nameplate. He's going to have a big job ahead of him, because we've had people buy thousands of the books. It's 20% off out of the gates, because I just love the audience, and I want to be dominant and competitive and even sell more of these than Amazon. But get the books there and help support the broadcast and Roger Stone's work. It is just amazing inside, the color photos, the history, all of it. This baby is amazing. Big hardcover, great gift, a great blueprint for the future, and a great way to celebrate and remember the victory we've had. Every coffee table, every dental office, every barber shop, every pastor, everybody needs to be given a copy of this. This is what you should give people in your family that are kind of under brainwashing, saying, listen, understand what really happened. For once, we read publications by your people. Read this. You know, come over to the other side. Find out why leftists don't ever want people to talk to their activists. Because this, I've now read 80% of the book. I got up to, towards the end here, and the whole blueprint for the future. But it's a very important book. We also have 25% off of water filtration and Alexa Breeze air filters that are just such good deals that everybody needs. And a lot of other specials on nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Now, let's go ahead and go back to Owen Schroyer, who was trying to comment, recap that, Leanne, what Whoopi Goldberg has said. I think we even have the clip. If we can, later, let's dig that up. Leanne?
Okay, so she was speaking on a broadcast of The View about, is Donald Trump and his values differ from those of the Taliban regime? She says, we keep hearing about terrorists hating our American values. Let me ask you now, we have had a leader who's repeatedly demeaned women, called on the media to shut up, specifically wants to give preferential treatment based on religion. Are these values really much different than the Taliban? And so then Jedediah Bila gives her a little bit of pushback. She's in shock. And she's like, no, I've been thinking about this, you know. Have our values changed? What's happened? Are we still fighting? So she's saying, so basically you're saying Donald Trump's values are American values. The presidents come and go. Americans' values don't change. She's sitting here saying that these values are in line with the Taliban. She said, I think there's definitely a difference between the Taliban, who's beheading people and chopping off heads, and an American president that you may disagree with. Whoopi Goldberg says, but if he said, I don't like what you did, you're fired. Is that different? Yeah, that's a lot different than chopping off people's heads.
That's a quote. The video's on Daily Caller. It's on InfoWars. I mean, literally talking to tens of millions of viewers. The View still has a big audience.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people chopping someone's head off is the same as saying on a show that's about competition, you're fired. That's mm-hmm. like these trophies everybody gets for participation. I remember I was in soccer when that all started, when I was like 6 years old, and I wasn't very good and very coordinated then. And I remember feeling weird that I got a trophy, even at like 6 years old at the pizza place. I remember them handing it out, and I said, I shouldn't get the trophy. It should be whoever got the most goals mm-hmm. and whoever got the most blocks or saves. And it was weird. It was really, really weird. And now it's like, so to say you're fired is the equivalent of taking someone and murdering them. Again, this just shows how they've taken their mental illness and are just broadcasting. Because I think Whoopi Goldberg is living in a fantasy land, Owen.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that honestly angers me, Alex, because honestly, I feel like Whoopi Goldberg needs to be arrested. Because look, who watches The View?
Mm.
White women. Older white women. That's the only people that watches The View. Who's out at all these protests? The white women that watch The View. Right. That's where they get their view of the world. Now I want to talk about the Constitution and Sharia law here, Alex, before we get off.
I want to get to that in there, though. And I really disagree with you, but come on. Whoopi Goldberg, I mean, are you being sarcastic? Needs to be arrested. I know she's equating head chopping and saying it's no big deal, but she's not calling for head chopping. I mean, she's kind of a moron. I mean, she has free speech.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that she needs to be cuffed and put in jail. I'm saying that thought process, mm-hmm. that push towards that reality needs to be
it's
arrested.
It's not jail. It's called a rubber room.
It needs to be stopped.
It needs to be stopped. It needs to be just stopped right now. They need to stop this off. They're the ones that are inciting the violence.
Right. That's what I'm saying is that they have turned everything up to 11. So not only are you getting it at CNN, who calls everything
chaos.
Yeah,
they're trying to start a civil war. At a certain point, somebody's being held accountable when you've got the New York Times writer saying, somebody hurry up and kill Trump. I mean, I get it.
Really, she should just be fired, but they continue to draw the white women so they get the views. But here's what I want to ask you, Alex, and I want to talk about the Constitution and Sharia law in a moment.
We're not just bashing white women. Literally, we've been to these things all over the country, and Germany, it's white women with men that walk behind them, and the man goes, I walk behind my wife. And it's like, okay, why don't you walk side by side like equals that are humans? This is just such a freaking cult, man.
Oh, it's weird.
It's crazy. And to go back to 60 Minutes with Oprah, Alex, I'd like to hear your historical perspective on this. I remember growing up in the 90s when 60 Minutes was like must-watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to watch 60 Minutes. They always had groundbreaking investigations.
You know why they did? I mean, my dad's saying hospitals in Dallas were killing people for their organs. And then literally 5 years later, the very hospital he said was caught. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So 60 Minutes used to be a very respected news program, must-watch news on Sundays. And then after the 90s, it slowly dwindled, lost their audience, and essentially now I feel like has lost almost all credibility. Well, in the last half a year, it feels like maybe 60 Minutes is kind of making a resurgence. They've had some good investigative reports come out. So now 60 Minutes may be trying to save face here, be an actual integrity-driven broadcast.
Well, sure.
They have
the ratings
have gone
back up a little because they've been doing some hard hitting and been less partisan. Well, I mean, take Oprah. She's a heavy hitter. She has a lot of charisma. She has a big fan base. Her return to broadcast TV is a big deal. That's why we just want to remind people who she is. If she was a good person, we'd be cheering her on. But I don't want to interrupt you before I play this piece. The truth about Oprah Winfrey, when you were trying to get into Sharia law.
Well, I just think that they're putting Oprah Winfrey in there to try to stymie 60 Minutes from being filled with integrity, truthful broadcast again. But here's the thing with Sharia law and the Constitution. Alex, some of the Muslim people I talked to yesterday said that Sharia law says that the law of the land comes before Sharia law. Okay? Now, these were people that I talked to that listened to us. They might not agree with everything we said, but they listened to us. They know we're real news. They voted Donald Trump. They knew that Hillary Clinton was basically the devil incarnate.
It's
so
surprising
voted Donald
how
Trump.
Many Muslims voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a paradox. Some of them are the hardest working, good family people, treat their families good. Their daughters are going to school to be doctors and scientists. And then, because that's all the Iraqis and people I knew that had actually fled, mm-hmm. oppression. And
well, exactly.
They were like the first generation, though. We're getting the dregs and the jihadis now coming over here. And so a lot of Muslims are on national TV saying, no, I support Trump. You can't bring somebody in from Sudan.
So here's my issue. Leaders of the Muslim movement, if you want to say like Sarsour, why don't they mention that? Why aren't they out here saying, folks, we love our religion. Sharia law.
I'll tell you why they don't decry attacks and suicide bombings and things. Because radical, aggressive, militarized, expansionist, orthodox Wahhabi Islam that has the most funding is expanding and runs the show because it'll kill you or target you or go after you if you're a reformationist like Martin Luther. So I think Islam needs a major reformation. There is a lot of very beautiful things in the Quran. I've read the Quran several times. I find a lot of it to be really truthful, really thought-provoking. The other parts to be completely crazy. And I know it's complex. There's different angles. I'm not attacking Muslims to say that. Mm-hmm. People can find stuff out of context in the Bible and say similar things. I don't want a war with Islam. But here's the deal. Just like Malcolm X would say, I didn't go to Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on me. I mean, the Islamicists are pouring into the whole world. The more you bend over to them, the more they attack, Owen.
And I just think that the leaders, if that's true, The Constitution over Sharia law, they need to be vocalizing that. They need to be hitting that hard.
Well, that's what they say on TV. They don't, you know, we don't want to expand. We don't want Sharia law. But in all the major mosques, it's being taught. And sorry, we don't have a state-run religion here. This is America. Congress shall make no law restricting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the franchise thereof. That's why Trump can't ban them from being Muslims, only because they're from terrorist, dangerous countries. That's called the First Amendment. But notice the left only wants it when it helps them. They don't want a separation of church and state when they're running the show, or when they've got faith-based initiatives. I'm going to skip this break to have more time. Here is the Oprah Winfrey piece, The Truth About Oprah Winfrey. We'll be back with final comments from Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo, and then Roger Stone, host of the fourth hour, will join us hopefully a little bit early. Here's the report.
Tonight, we're going to discuss the truth about Oprah Winfrey. She's a beautiful, talented woman. But for decades, she has met secretly with David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, and others to promote a world government program that is designed to reduce the African population alone by at least 50%.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friends.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
It's been said millions of times that truth is stranger than fiction. And that's been said because it's true. You look at somebody like Oprah Winfrey, who has all this talent and all this empathy and who can convince you to trust her. And then you research who she works for and who bankrolled her. And it's so nightmarish that you're pinching yourself thinking it's a nightmare and that you should wake up. When I saw her in the news in the last few days being announced as a contributor to 60 Minutes, it was a perfect fit. 60 Minutes, this deceptive so-called investigative news magazine that selectively investigates what it wants and ignores the rest. But look at an Oprah Winfrey and her, you get a car and you get a car and all of her, the secret stuff and her programs that are so little known in this country to promote like a world religion, Christianoid garbage in Africa and to indoctrinate African children through her program with Bill and Melinda Gates and others like David Rockefeller to teach Africans that they can't have a car, they can't have air conditioning, and that they shouldn't even have children because they don't have value. Imagine if you heard that from a white supremacist. You wouldn't even be able to believe it. But much less from Oprah Winfrey. And that's why she pushes it. She's the black face on the New World Order. She's the woman that was behind Obama. She's the one that puts her billions of dollars into tax-free foundations so they can't be taxed, just like Bill Gates. Just like his wife, Melinda Gates, just like Warren Buffett and others. So I want to challenge all of you to do research into the weird world government Luciferian system she pushes and to go read for yourself ABC News, The London Guardian, and others that did whitewashes on the fact that she's trying to set up a world government to reduce populations. Listen. Once people become industrialized, they stop having as many children. In fact, they start going negative, 1.3, 1.4 children for every two adults. But to sell Africa and the rest of the third world that they're ugly and they don't have value, that it's beautiful and wonderful for them to just roll over and die is truly sick. Now, realize the globalists are conditioning the third world to flood the United States and Europe and to be very anti-Caucasian, anti-white. Just because a lot of them have been brainwashed and turned into political zombies of globalist conquest doesn't mean we stoop to that level of programmed people. We realize they're victims and stand up for the truth and stand up for justice. But please, we're just showing you a few news articles here today. Research her tax exemption, research the globalism, the UN, what she's involved in, and the secret society meeting she's having, deciding the fate of you and I. Because make no mistake, they can have their way with poor Africans and Latin Americans and Asians. But here in the Western world, they are hiding by stealth, by Trojan horse, their attacks on the general public. The chemicals in the food and water, the estrogen mimickers, the cancer rates, the autism exploding, all the secret testing that's been declassified. Why would we trust anything these people do? And then there's the beautiful, shining face. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. She's got great spirit. She's smart. But she joined with the wicked to control the people. Now listen to me and listen carefully. There's no way I'm wrong. I wouldn't accuse her of things like this if it wasn't true. I don't do that. I've done the research. Oprah Winfrey meets in secret with the most evil men and women in the world every year and is given talking points to push on her audience to convince them that they're bad and should roll over and die. She is planning my future and your future and your children's future with the most twisted people this planet's ever seen. And that's a fact. And she needs to go public and release all the information she knows. I don't want to hate Oprah Winfrey. I don't want to fear Oprah Winfrey. I don't want to sit here and expose Oprah Winfrey. But my guts, my soul, my spirit tells me it's got to be done. God, Oprah, you claim you're here to free the people, but you just turned into a slave master. What have you done? The truth about Oprah Winfrey is, whether she's conscious of it or not, she is serving pure anti-human evil, wickedness, corruption. Go do your own research. The rabbit hole is so much deeper than I can break down here in the short presentation. But everything she sells is magical thinking to a group of disenfranchised, manless women sitting at home, desperate for a family, desperate for life, desperate for a culture. She's all part of the great society that started in the 60s and took black illegitimacy from about 5% to almost 80%. And now you see it in every other group of people. The state is being put in charge of the family. The family is being dismantled. And women are being given the system as their husband for protection and being taught from birth that men are their enemy. This is an attack on our species. And Oprah Winfrey is nothing but a Judas goat. Nothing but someone sent out there with a pretty face and a nice smile to sell us on cultural death. Oprah Winfrey, whether she knows it or not, is probably one of the greatest incarnations of the devil we see on this planet today, because Hillary Clinton is hunchbacked, evil, and twisted. David Rockefeller looks like a mummy. Henry Kissinger looks like a snot-nosed goblin. But Oprah Winfrey, even at her age, has a life force. She's strong. She's got some real beauty. That's why she's the shining light they use to lead you towards death. Do not be deceived, for Lucifer parades as an angel of light. She better get her soul right with God. There's no way she could shine the way she does and not have some true good left in her. I think Oprah Winfrey may be the most deceived of us all. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar.
The new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends, not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless. For Good Morning America, John Berman, ABC News, New York.
Tonight, we're going to discuss the truth.
All right, so there is the report. It's up on InfoWars.com. We'll retweet it at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Paul Watson now on his Twitter has more impressions than all the BBC Twitters combined, one of the biggest Twitter accounts in the world. But notice he doesn't even have a million followers like we did at like 500,000, 600,000 because conservatives don't tend and libertarians actually follow people on Twitter. But in his battles and what he does, hundreds of millions of people a week end up seeing what he says. It's crazy. And I want to spend more time on Twitter and do what Paul's done. We mainly use it as a feed to send you breaking news, videos, material, some of my ideas and comments. But we can always be kicked off of Twitter, too. But it's just important for everybody to follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Leanne, watching that report, and just let me know, guys, if we're able to get Stone a little bit early so I can introduce him. Let me know in my ear. Thanks, crew. What you thought of that report on Miss Oprah Winfrey?
Well, it's interesting just your take on her, because I agree with you. She's a beautiful woman. She does have that great life force. And she was kind of someone who really inspired me to get into journalism and thinking that I could make a difference in the world and put the good message out there. So, you know, and I also know she's an Aquarius, so we typically don't tend to stray over to the dark side. You can typically take us on our word. So I'm curious if it's, just who she's surrounding herself with, or does she truly think that she's doing a good service by depopulating the earth or putting this message out there? Because, you know, even just with Donald Trump and his executive order saying that he wasn't going to give federal funding to these NGOs that promote abortion around the world, you know, this comes back from Kissinger's NSSM Memorandum 200, where they're afraid of the third world countries becoming too overpopulated.
And they admitted depopulating. So again,
right,
they're flooding us with third world populations, turning them into racists to try to take down society while they kill as many as they can inside the country.
Right.
Taking out their enemies in the West while they take out their other enemies in the third world. This is pure evil. I want to deploy real technology, make those places great places,
mm-hmm.
and then all of us can live together in peace. And if they want to come here, that's fine. This is classic divide and conquer, and you just hit the nail right on the head with Kissinger. She knows. For radio listeners, if you see the video, the crew found all the mainstream news articles where she pays almost no tax. She does all this as a scam. Only the ultra elite are allowed to do this. In the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, if you put your money towards, you know, reducing population, then they let you have the rest of it back tax exempt.
Right.
So it's an incredible system. I'm told we do have Roger Stone getting in the chair. I want to get a prelude of what he's going to be doing in the fourth hour that he's hosting. I'm going to get some final comments from Leanne and Owen Schroyer. The Making of the President 2016 now available, and he's already sent us a bunch of signed cards, signed inlays, but we're going to get even more from him. Every book that we sell for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, he's going to send us the signed inlay. So, Roger, get to signing. I'm going to need thousands more, my friend. The Making of the U.S. President. Okay, he's getting ready. I thought you guys said he was in the chair. So we're going to get him in here in just a moment. Again, I'm on the road. Everybody's doing a great job. A few train wrecks here. But that's what makes live radio / TV so much fun and what's dominating MSM. We are teleprompter free. Also, 25% off right now on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. We also have 25% off on their water filtration systems. Take advantage of that. 10% off of Secret 12 super high quality methyl cobalamin. Get your brain force. Get your DNA force. Get your super male vitality. A lot of it back in stock. Biome Defense Probiotic. And know that we're going to build a Washington Bureau where you can see our reporters getting questions in on national news, really battling the globalists at point-blank range. The final phase of the big fat dog coming in and a little skinny New World Order demon dog having to move over, to quote Hank Williams. So very, very exciting times to be alive right now. I want to go back to Owen Schroyer for his take on just the times we're seeing. I just want to say thank God again, Owen and Leanne. We're seeing good Supreme Court people coming in. We're seeing Trump saying no to carbon taxes. It'll turn the economy back on. I mean, he's just making good. What are we, day 12? Day 13? How many days in here?
Yeah, I don't even think we're 2 weeks in.
Right.
But, Alex, just to respond to the report you filed. So they filed this report on the super rich friends, right? The supposedly superheroes, super rich friends.
They're the good rich, but middle class person with money's bad.
Yeah, they got all this money. And they're doing all this good influence around the planet. But wait a second. Look at the areas where Bill Gates' vaccines went in Africa. Take a look at the destruction. How about Brazil, where his mosquitoes went? You got Zika. How about Soros? You can't, Ukraine, Arab Spring, Oprah Winfrey, inner U.S. cities, Warren Buffett, biggest
hurricanes.
Banker bailout recipient. So what are these people doing? What positive impact have they brought?
Except my world government are my weather machines and mosquitoes will get you. Fourth hour straight ahead. Don't listen to InfoWars. No.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.